You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great. Good morning, everyone. It is a beautiful Friday, headed into the Labor Day weekend, August 29th. My Bicardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 9:15 a.m. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, broadcasting today from the United States of America. The country Red Skelton loved. It's also the place where the veterans we pay tribute to today, who we lost this year, thanks to John Basiliga and his great companies, like Joseph Wagner, my old pal from Dunmore, Thomas Woods, Wilkes-Barre, my old buddy and helped us start Landmark Bank, August Buddy Kramer, Joseph Bronco Kiddish Driften, Robert Grovich West Hazleton, and Michael Rowland Springfield Township, the United States of America, founded with a certain knowledge and understanding by our incredible, irreplaceable, amazing founding fathers, that government is not, shall not be, cannot be our parent, our guide, our salvation. Not any of these things, but is nothing more than a necessary evil we require to organize and protect society. The United States of America, the country where, for the first time in human history, freedom was declared to be an unalienable right granted to each individual by God. It was not something that could be parceled out to groups. It was not something that could be controlled by government or government officials. Our great American Constitution ensures and codifies freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, economic freedom, and freedom of the press, even if they use it to lie. Now, armed with these freedoms, a ragtag bunch of rejects, immigrants, and their progeny created the richest, most powerful, most culturally and culturally diverse and accepting nation ever to grace our planet Earth. America, the only place specifically invented and designed so that every American can live their life in the manner they choose, unlimited by their background, upbringing, race, color, or creed, unhindered by the government or those who would use government to control others for their own comfort, benefit, or power. And so, if I find the gavel, here it is. We gavel to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that for the balance of this morning, we will provide a sanctuary of sanity where in a world where the entire Democrat Party has gone insane. Yes, it has. Sad to say. But we'll do that because we love to. Great to be with you this morning, everybody. So yesterday, I had the great opportunity. My friend Joe Mesko, well, you say Joe Mesko Glass. Invited me to golf up a country club of Scranton. So we went, and former Commissioner Bobby Pettinato played with us. His son-in-law, Frank Paoli, great guy. We had a good day out there. And then we went into they have this locker room bar that you hang around, smoke cigars and all that. A lot of great people there, but one amongst the many, our good friend of the show, Joe Gershie, was there. It was just great. I got carried away. I ended up smoking, I think, 3 or 4 cigars, which is not normally. I'll have one. And I don't know, for some reason, I'm not the worst for wear this morning. Normally they affect me negatively. And I'm fine this morning. But a great afternoon. The weather was perfect. If you guys notice it, there's a hint of fall out there. Now it's going to go to high 70s, but that's typical of September weather as we head into Labor Day. And everything is going to be, the weather's going to be absolutely ideal for Festa Italiana. And my base of operations for Festa Italiano is going to be a Terra 519. I absolutely love that place. I love the bar. I love the restaurant. But, it's going to be my base of operations, and we'll launch out from there. Our friend Sue Henry, she will be working all the weekend at Sabatelle's. Now, they're usually, if you do the Italian 500, meaning you're racing around the square, as you're going up North Washington Avenue, they'll be there. And then I know Carmella's is always there. And then on the Spruce Street side, you have Villa Maria. And then coming around again, the beginning of North Washington on the square, North Washington Linden, there is Unico with their incredible porchetta. I'm trying to think if there's any place else I regularly go to, but all great. I'm telling you, if you have never been there, just go and see it. It's just great. Park and go around the corner. Oh man. So this afternoon, I have these Cutie and I have all these little disputes. Okay, and. one of the disputes, they're having a baby shower for my daughter-in-law, and she's going to have a baby boy almost any time now, but certainly in September. And the great thing is my son, Michael, whose baby it will be, he and Melissa, if she has the baby, he's a September baby. But she insists on, there's this drink that Del Frisco's, the steakhouse, I guess they made it famous, I don't know. It's with pineapples or whatever. And she goes through these machinations because you've got to marinate and do, it's like this whole complicated procedure. And she's so proud of it. And I tell her, nobody likes it. But she's made this drink. And now I'm not invited to the baby shower. I didn't know men weren't invited to baby showers. But I'm not invited to the baby showers. It's at Melissa's mother's house. And so she's got this drink and I have to take it there. I actually don't know why. Like, why can't you take it there? So I'm going to have to load Chauncey up in Big Lou and drive it up to the house, but then I can't go to the party. I have to leave. So I have to take this drink, what I don't even know what it's called, and then I can't go. I've got to leave. So I don't know. It's just one of those things. All right. I'm excited because a couple of the veterans today I knew and really enjoyed, and we're going to have Sue Henry at the 10:30 hour. Tommy Woods, he's an old broadcast guy, and he passed away recently, is one of the veterans, and Sue Henry's going to call with her recollections of him. So a good day for our veterans. And we're going to do La Familia Friday today. I'm looking forward to that. I love the mafia stuff. So all of that ahead of you. The Weekend Warrior is going to be here at 10 o'clock because it's a big week in college football. Now, you heard our man, our new guy, Chet Parlavecchio, tell you it's crazy to try to pick with the NIL and the transfer portal and all this other. It's crazy to bet on college football in the first few weeks. But intrepid as ever, the Weekend Warrior will make that effort. We'll take a break. We'll be back. It's the Bob Cadaro Show.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Elvis. Murph says this date, 1960. He had the number one hit with It's Now or Never. I actually like it when it's before I'm born. Bob Cadaro with you on a La Familia Friday. Why not? I mean, we've got Festa Italiana. And I'm not one of those Italians who is offended by the mafia stuff. So we're gonna lean into it today. The Bulldog's already. Bulldog, do you like the mafia stuff, don't you? Have you seen any of the mafia movies?
No.
You don't. He's like a complete shut-in. If it's not fireworks or a fireman's picnic, he just doesn't go. Why don't you go to the movies? I've been curious about that.
I did see The Naked Gun, the new one.
That has nothing to do with the mafia. I mean, don't you see them on TV? You've seen Godfather, haven't you?
No, not all of it, no.
Oh, my gosh. If you get Godfather, I say this, and I say it seriously. Godfather 1 and 2, Star Trek, the original series. And Rod Serling. What's the show, Bulldog? Twilight Zone.
Yeah. No, I've seen Twilight Zone.
All right. All those combined completely describe the human condition. They cover everything. Again, Godfather 1 and 2. Rod Serling's Twilight Zone. And the original Captain Kirk Star Trek series. 4 years, 66 to 70. That every bit of the human condition is covered. Every single bit. That's why he's a bulldog. Because he doesn't want to understand the human condition. All right. Well, Bulldog will school you a little bit today on La Familia Friday. Somebody texts in, Bob, one of my favorite songs, It's Now or Never. And you know, that's why I play them a little longer than you'll hear on most shows. Because you don't want to get into a song a little bit and then have the guy talk over it, in this case, me. So I play them a little longer, so I'm happy some of you appreciate that. We'll take a break. We're going to come back after our great sponsors. We've got a veterans tribute and then more. It's the Bob Cordaro Show on a La Familia Friday. Our veterans tribute brought to you this hour and every hour, this day and every day, by our man John Basiliga. And just one of his great companies, Basiliga Hospitality. Well, the two places that are going to be my headquarters for Festa Italiana. I don't need shelter from the rain, but Aterra 519 and Sergei's the Nightclub. Keep it going after you've had enough Festa. Go downstairs to check out Sergei's the Nightclub. You'll love it. The Bloomsburg Legion has a beautiful set of memorials outside of it. One of them is a stone that says, "What is a veteran?" Every day we use Sam Elliott in reading the description from one of the Normandy invasion soldiers, and that is a British soldier from World War I talking about that horrendous conflict. And it brings out not only the valor of war and men in war, but it brings out the horror of it and the complete nonsensical nature of men starting wars, evil men. And then there's veterans of all stripes covered by this plaque, this stone outside the Bloomsburg Legion. A veteran, whether active duty, discharged, retired, or reserve, is someone who at one point in his or her life wrote a blank check made payable to the United States of America and its people for an amount of up to and including his or her life. That is honor. And there are way too many people in this country today who no longer understand that fact. Joseph Wagner. I knew him as Mr. Wagner. And a fun, good guy. He died July 11th. He was from Dunmore. Preceded in death by his wife, Anne Marie McDonald Wagner, in 2016. And my old buddy, TJ Wagner, in 2017. Born in Scranton, a member of St. Mary's Parish, Dunmore, a graduate of St. Mary's High School and Lackawanna Junior College. He served this country by joining the Army in 1955. He retired from Lackawanna County Housing and Capitol Records where he would proudly tell everyone that is where he met the love of his life, Amory. Amory was disabled, another incredible sweetheart. We lived across the street from him when I first got married. And she was wheelchair bound, and he was devoted to her. Was beautiful. She predeceased him, as did TJ. Surviving, his granddaughter, Holly, his daughter-in-law, Lori, and other family members. Joseph Wagner. Buddy Kramer, August Buddy Kramer. He passed away at age 84 on July 20th. He was from Duryea. His wife of 58 years was the former Nancy Pesatine, who died in 2017. He was the son of the late August Budge Kramer, who died in a mining accident in 1941. Surviving are his children, Deborah, three grandchildren, four great-grandchildren. He served this country, and he helped start Landmark Bank with us. He was one of the first guys we brought on. And once Gus came on, you knew the bank was going to succeed. And it did, because of, and he had the military bearing even then in the early 2000s. My old pal, August Gus Buddy Kramer. Our veterans this hour that I was pleased and honored to know. Brought to you by John Basiliga and his great companies, including Sergey's the Nightclub and Aterra 519, right on Courthouse Square where Festa Italiana is happening this weekend. Wait, where's my weather report, Bulldog? I don't, you didn't give me the weather report. Oh, wait, here it is. All right. Yes. All right. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker today. Partly sunny and breezy with a passing shower, 70 degrees. It's 61 outside the studio right now, but until this cloudy cloud cover leaves, it's going to stay chilly. Tonight, partly cloudy, 46. Saturday, mainly sunny, 72. Sunday, sunny, high 75. Monday, Labor Day, sunny, 78. All right, I thought that the weather wasn't there. All right, Bulldog, you did your job. Chubby Checker moved up to number 3 with his hit, The Twist. This date, 1960. And before that, of course, funny how Joe Pesci in Goodfellas, one of the greatest on a La Familia Friday. Hey, my buddy, and I got so many texts, I got to find it. But my buddy Tim Kramer, his dad is August Gus Buddy Kramer that we just honored. And he texted in. And Tim, I'm happy you're listening. You have so many of his characteristics. Yeah, great stuff. But he texted in that he was humbled to hear his father being honored. A humble man who never sought recognition. And he never did. And it touches me to know that he's not forgotten. He is not forgotten, Tim. And, when we started Landmark Bank, that was a lot of money for me. I had 5 kids. And, I meant it when I said it, Tim, your father was one of the first hires. And when he came on board, I said, my investment is safe. Yeah, that kind of guy. Buddy Kramer. Yep. That's why, it brought tears to my eyes, both talking about Buddy and Joe Wagner. Joe Wagner, just so loving with his wife, who was wheelchair-bound for decades. And he was always with her, always caring for her. So we had two of the best people I ever knew this first hour in the Veterans Tribute. So thank you, Tim, for checking in and all that. That's why I do say it. It is my honor to do that. It truly is. Somebody texts in, hey, Bob, LTS, don't forget, remind people about the upcoming services for Jerome Mulaney. He was in D-Day, and his remains were just found. He was a Scranton native. I did not know that. September 3rd at St. Mary's Cemetery, Stafford Avenue. It'll probably be the only time in most people's lifetime to attend a World War II killed in action funeral with honors. Wow. I did not know about this. Was it? I'm guessing it was in the paper. But the listener doesn't say who it is, you know, who they are. So September 3rd. What is that? What's September 3rd? Next Wednesday? What is it, Bulldog? I got to look at a calendar. Boy, I would love to go
Wednesday.
To that. Wednesday.
Wednesday.
So next Wednesday at St. Mary's Senator. St. Mary's Cemetery on Stafford Avenue in South Scranton. They're going to honor Jerome Mulaney, whose remains were just found. Wow! A D-Day veteran. Holy cow. Actually overwhelmed. I'll take a break and be back. The Youngbloods. They recorded their hit Get Together this date, 1966, Murph tells us. And what a great song it is. 1996, Democrat National Convention in Chicago. Al Gore, the only self-deprecating statement he's ever made. He takes himself incredibly seriously. Murph, Bulldog points out earlier in the day, it wasn't the only news of the day. President Bill Clinton's chief of political strategist, Dick Morris, resigns amid a scandal over a relationship with a prostitute. He was a, you know, screwy little guy. Anyway, but Al Gore. Oh, I say this often. George Bush was not a good president. W. And I liked him. I met him a number of times. His presidency was mediocre at best. But he saved us from Al Gore and John Kerry. Just think of this. Think of if we could have prevented Joe Biden. So his presidency was an incredible success based on that alone. By the way, a little further, one of our great listeners told me and alerted me to the story that WVIA local news is covering. And it is amazing. Scranton native Jerome Mulaney. He'll be buried next Wednesday. I got to figure out if I could go to this. It might be during the show, unfortunately. But he desperately, here's the story from WVIA, desperately wanted to be like his older brothers and serve the country during World War II. This is by Sarah Hofius Hall. She used to write for the Scranton paper when it was minor, when it could be credible. His parents allowed him to enlist in the U.S. Naval Reserve at the age of 17. Less than a year later, his mother answered the knock on the door that any military family dreads. 2 days after the Allied forces invaded Normandy, a German mine exploded near the stern of the USS Glennon, a naval destroyer assigned to participate in the D-Day operations. The explosion sent 16 sailors into the water off the French coast, including Mulaney. His remains sat unidentified until this year. More than 80 years after his death, the family will gather in Scranton on September 3rd as Mulaney receives full military honors as he's buried in his hometown. Wow. One of his nieces, Mary Lou, Louise Brambilla, says it provided closure to me. Wow. This is unbelievable. And by the way, as is typical, I don't think the local rag even covered this. But thank God for WVAA doing local news. All right, the family gathered at 11:30 a.m. September 3rd, St. Mary's Cemetery. Wow, wow, wow. That is unbelievable. For 8 decades, the family lived without the closure of putting Mulaney's remains to rest. This spring, remains found nearly 70 years ago finally received a name. In 1957, pieces of ship were hauled to shore by salvagers at Saint-Marie-du-Mont, France. A local resident found human remains in part of the ship. The Navy at the time could not identify them and recommended the remains be interred as unknown. In 2022, the Department of Defense and the American Battle Monument Commission exhumed the remains from the Ardennes American Cemetery in Nupres, Belgium, and transferred the remains to the DPAA laboratory at an Air Force base in Nebraska. Scientists looked at the remains' DNA sequence and compared it with other sailors killed in the attack and with samples collected from maternal relatives of Mulaney. Wow. He was positively identified March 26th this year. Oh, my God. That is astonishing. And it finishes the hour. That's fabulous. You got to try to get to the cemetery Wednesday, September 3rd, St. Mary's Cemetery, Stafford Avenue, 11:30 a.m. Oh, my gosh. Well, my Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 10 o'clock and change. That means I've got to take a break for the news. We'll do that. We will come back. It's the Bob Cordaro Show on a La Familia Friday. Guess what we're coming back with? The Weekend Warrior.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. gifting Omaha steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.